Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1139. Bring back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, in the schutz of our learning, all of Klal Yisrael should be protected. Eretz Yisrael should be protected. All of Klal Yisrael, all around the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect all of Klal Yisrael. In the schutz of the Torah. Schutz HaTorah Lum LaTorah. Okay, getting back to the halachas of Brachos. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi, Mokaim, and we are in the middle of discussing the various different conditions needed, or the different aspects of if somebody is eating together with some friends or family, and it is not whereby they wash for bread, right, hamotzi, and is not a mezonos, as we've been talking about many times. We discussed that a hamotzi or mezonos, right, if somebody goes out, when they come back, it's always better not to go out, right? It's always better not to go out, but in case somebody for whatever reason did have to run out, by hamotzi and a mezonos, one would not make a new bracha. When it comes to shahakal, ha'etz and huadama, if they ran out, it's a real shinimakim, long enough time, which we've been spoken about in the past, then they would make a new bracha. But we've been talking about that, hiniach mitzes chavim, if one left over friends, where they ate and they come back to the same place, number one, number two, the friends are still eating, so then they would not, the person who came back would not have to remake the bracha. Although it is a shehakal or adama or ha'etz. Now, the interesting thing, Rabbanan brings down, actually, b'shem Rav Eliyashiv, zecher tzadik livracha, that which we say, a person went out with friends or with family, it doesn't bedafka mean went out. It could be sitting in your house, and eating together. The point is bekvias, right? Eating with your family, with friends, and you're sitting down together I don't want to say the word meal, it's not a real meal, but as a snack, a kvias sticker type of a thing, an established type of a thing. But, sometimes it happens that a person, let's say, for example, like in yeshiva a lot of times, or in a lunchroom, somebody sits down at a table and they eat in shistam, and at the other end of the table, some other young man or sits down, and eats his meal over there, or whatever the case is, or eats his snack, whatever the case might be. Right? So now the fact, but you had no intention of eating with him, he had no intention of eating with you. It's just punked happened to be sitting at that same table. It could be sometimes even at a restaurant. A person goes out, let's say somebody goes out to eat something, right? Or in a pizza store, whatever, and they sit at a table, whatever, and they sit down and eat there. Okay, by pizza, we said that's a different story. We're not going to get into the whole thing with pizza, whether it's hamotzi or mezonos, but either way, it's not shahakal, and it's not hadama, and the pizza is definitely not ha'etz, right? But let's say somebody goes to a pizza store and or ice cream parlor and they're eating an ice cream, so somebody punked happens to sit down at the table, right, at the other end of the table, and they're eating their ice cream at the other end. Now, person, you have to run out, right? You have to run out and whatever the case is, go, you forgot something in the office or whatever the case is, and you're coming back, right? So you tell the other person, do me a favor, if you don't mind, just wait here and watch my ice cream for me. Okay, good. He could watch your ice cream, but when you come back, you'll need a new bracha because of the fact that you did not, it is not a kaviyah stick. It's not an established type of a sitting with a friend or a family. You didn't go and sit down together. Boom, T happened to come and sit down at your table, right, in the lunchroom in yeshiva. Right, a person is eating some potato chips, so you're sitting on one end of the table. The other end, some other guy, punked happens to sit down and eating his chocolates, right, and eating his ice cream or eating his apple over there. So now again, the same thing. You have to run out, and you tell the other guy, if you don't mind, do me a favor, just watch my potato chips. I'll be back in about 10 minutes or whatever the case is. Very nice. Again, he could watch your potato chips, but it's not going to help you with the bracha. When you come back, you will have to make a new bracha, a new ber pri hadama, because of the fact that the original sitting when you sat down, it was not al-tzikavir sticker type of a thing, not an established type of thing like you're sitting down together with a friend or sitting down with a family member to eat together. It's just punk. You happen to sit at the same table. Right, but it's a totally separate thing. Your reading is separate, and his eating is separate. So that would be sort of like the same thing, like we spoke about last time. If somebody is eating, let's say again, some ice cream or an apple, and they have to run out for a few minutes, or they'll tell somebody, "Oh, do me a favor, if you don't mind, some other person randomly who's not eating bakhlal, and just if you don't mind, just sit by my potato chip bag, sit by my ice cream. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. I forgot something in the office. Just watch it if you don't mind." And the person says, "Okay, fine, no problem. We'll do you a favor." No problem, but it's still, when you come back, you will still have to remake a new bracha. If it's ice cream, shahakal, right? Whatever the case is. If it's potato chips, you'll have to make a adoma. If it's the apple or orange or whatever, you'll have to make a bar priya 8. So, that's an important thing to keep in mind. So brings down that Rabbana, that this whole thing that we're talking about by leaving over friends is only whereby you actually started eating together. Als ekavias. In other words, I went with my friends, I went with my family member or whatever, or at home. I keep on saying you went, but it could be at home also. But it was done together as with the intention of sitting down and eating together. But if it's just haphazardly, some other person happened to sit at the table in a lunchroom, a dining room, a restaurant, a pizza store, whatever the case might be, and it is something that you're eating, right? The person who went out, who's leaving, is eating either shahakol, ho'etz, or hadoma. Now, when they come back, and if it's a real shina makam, they would need a new bracha. It would not help in that circumstance. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, bracha, kol tov.